Chapter 2 Lost in Magnific Word List Bakery Bank Barbershop Barbers Beach Bookshop Bus stop Butchers Cafe Cinema Grocery Hospital Left Library Museum Pharmacy Playground Police station Pool Post office Right School Shopping centre Stationer Theatre Toy shop Expressions
Where is the bank?
It's behind the cafe. Excuse me, how can I get to the school?
Go straight ahead and turn left. It's there. Take the second turn. Turn right. Turn left. The library is between the pool and the bakery. The barber shop is next to the bookshop. The grocery is opposite the butcher's. The playground is in front of the hospital.
Chapter 2 Lost in Magnific A. Choose the correct word to fill in the blanks.
Ms. Brown starts the tour with the students. She walks, and the students follow her. She shows them a building. It is a small shop, and people sell medicine in it.
This is a...
I know it! I know it! This is a pharmacy!
Ms. Brown says, Thank you, Yasemin. Now everybody, look. That's a... She shows the students a building full of books. Yasemin shouts again, That's a library! After a short silence, Ms. Brown continues. And here is the... She points at a building. People watch films there. Yasemin shouts, Oh, great, a cinema! They walk, and they see another building. People swim there. Yasemin shouts, A pool! After 2 minutes, they see a shop. It sells toys. Yasemin points at it and says, Wow, a toy shop! Yasemin feels great, but at that moment, Arda laughs.
You can go, Miss Brown. Yasemin is giving us the tour.
All students laugh. Yasemin looks at Arda. She is angry. I hate him so much, she thinks. Arda doesn't care. He has got an old sheet of paper in his hand, and he looks at it. After a while, Yasemin looks behind. Oh, Arda isn't there. Later, Yasemin sees him again. He is running. He goes to another street. Yasemin stops walking. The paper is in his hand, she says to herself. It's the treasure map. The class walks, but Yasemin doesn't. I got you, Arda, she thinks. Arda runs, and Yasemin runs after him. Finally, he stops and looks behind. He sees her.
Yasemin, why are you here?
I got you. I know that's the treasure map. You break the rules, and I got you.
Yes, it's a treasure map, Yasemin. But I'm not good at reading maps, so I'm lost.
What? But it means... I'm lost too.
Yes.
Give me the map. I can read it.
Arda gives Yasemin the map, but there are no buildings on it.
It's a pirate's treasure map. It's very old. There are no buildings on it. It just shows the island.
Okay, let's draw the buildings on it.
B. 1. You are Yasemin. Read and write the names of the buildings on the treasure map.
Okay, we know there is a big park in front of the forest. Oh, great! Here's the port. Well, there is a pharmacy behind the port. The library is opposite the pharmacy. The cinema is behind the pharmacy. And the pool is near the cinema. And the toy shop is behind the cinema. The school is opposite the park. There is a road between the toy shop and the school. We are here on that road in front of the big apple tree. The road goes to the beach.
2. Where are Arda and Yasemin? Mark it on the map. C. Yasemin tells the route to school. Read Yasemin's first sentence below and draw the route on the map on page 24. Help Arda understand the right way.
Yasemin walks to the left side.
We go straight ahead, turn right, and the school is there. Let's go!
But Arda takes the map and walks to the other side.
What are you doing? That's the wrong way. It goes to the beach. Look.
I'm not here for the lessons, you know. I'm here for the treasure. Look, there is a mark on the map. It shows the beach, not the school. I want to go there.
But you can't. There are rules.
Arda doesn't listen to Yasemin. He walks to the beach. Yasemin is confused, but she is also curious. Can that be a treasure map? Is there a pirate treasure at the beach of Magnific? She can be very rich. She can have a great birthday party next year with that money. Also, she can buy a bike. She runs after Arda.
Hey! Wait for me!
Really? You're coming with me? But why?
I'm just curious.
Fine, but promise me, don't tell the teachers.
Okay, but I take half of the treasure.
Arda laughs. He doesn't answer. They walk straight ahead, and they come to the beach. Arda gives Yasemin the map.
Come on, read the map. We can find the treasure.
Yasemin looks at the map again.
Well, the mark is in front of a cave.
They look around and they see a cave. They run to the front of the cave.
D. Where do they dig for the treasure? Mark it on the picture.
Look! There are two big rocks in front of the cave. It's like the picture on the map.
Arda and Yasemin dig a hole between the rocks. They find an old box.
That's it. We are rich.
Let's open it. Maybe it's just an old empty box.
Arda opens the box and he gets angry.
What? That's just a silly small key. Where are the diamonds? Where is the gold?
Look, there is a new map next to the key. This is an important key, Arda.
Oh, nice. Let's take it. We have got the key now. Where is the mark on this new map?
Look, here.
How can we go there?
Well, go straight ahead. Take the second turn. I think it's there.
Great! Let's go!
What about the lesson?
You can go to the lesson. I don't enjoy lessons. I want to find the treasure.
Yasemin thinks about her dream birthday party. She remembers the bike at the shopping center. She can have a great party on her birthday. She can buy that bike. It's just one lesson, she thinks. Then she looks at Arda.
Okay, I can show you the way. Let's go!
They read the map. They go straight ahead and take the second turn on the left. They walk for a minute. Then they see a building and they feel nervous.
Oh, it's a police station.
This is crazy. They can't build a police station on a pirate treasure.
End of the adventure. Come on, let's go to our class.
At that moment, a policeman comes out. He sees them.
Hey, are you Arda and Yasemin? Miss Brown is looking for you. She's very angry.
Yasemin's face turns red, but Arda is very good at lying.
Hi, Mr. Policeman. We are new students, and we lost our way. We want to go to our school. How can we get to the school?
E. Fill in the blanks in the paragraphs below. 1. You are Mr. Policeman. Look at the map on page 24 and tell them the way to school from the police station.
Go straight ahead. Then turn right. Walk for a minute. Turn left and go straight ahead. The school is on your right. It is opposite the park.
Thank you, Mr. Policeman. People say there is a treasure on this island. What do you know about it?
It's just a silly story. They say it is here, under the police station.
And?
And there is nothing under the police station. Well, there is just...
Just what?
Just an old diary, but it's not a treasure, right?
A diary? Is it here now?
No, it isn't. It's in the library, but don't get excited. It's locked. No one can open it. Now, forget the silly treasure story and go to your school.
They say goodbye to the policemen, and they start walking.
So, Yasemin, how can we get to the library from the police station?
2. You are Yasemin. Answer Arda's question. Look at the map on page 24 again and tell him the way to the library from the police station.
Go straight ahead, then turn right. Walk for a minute, then turn right again. Go straight ahead. It is on your right. It is opposite the pharmacy.
Arda and Yasemin go to the library.
3. You are Arda. You want to learn the place of the pirate's diary. What do you ask the librarian?
Excuse me, where is the pirate's diary?
Oh, treasure hunters, not again. There isn't a treasure on this island. That's just an old diary, and it's locked.
Please, we want to see it.
F. Read the dialogue. Look at the picture and fill in the blanks. 1.
Oh, fine. Look at the bookshelf. The diary is between the red book and the yellow book.
But wait! It's not the diary. It's a history book.
The librarian is tired and she is confused.
2.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's not the diary. The diary is in front of the green book.
It's not the diary either. It's a science book.
3.
Sorry. The diary is next to the orange book.
Oh no, it's wrong again. The book is a social studies book.
4.
Oh, check this one. It's under the pink book.
It's an English book.
5.
Ah, look! The diary's on the white book.
That's it. It's the diary. The colour of the diary is brown.
Yasemin and Arda sit down. They try to open the diary, but it's locked.
But we have the key, right?
He uses the key. Click. The diary opens. They look at the pages.
It's awful. What is this language? I don't know this language.
The diary is in a different language. They don't understand it. At that moment, the door opens and a policeman gets in.
Why are you here? Miss Brown is very angry with you.
Arda puts the diary in Yasemin's bag.
Come on, let's go to school.
Yasemin and Arda go back to school. They enter the classroom.
It's lesson time and you are late. So no activity time for you two. Now find your desks and sit down.
Which one is my desk?
G.
Look at the seating plan of the class. Read the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
Yasemin sits behind Georgia. The desk number is 15. Arda sits in front of Tim.
What? Please, Miss Brown, I can't sit there. I want to sit at the front.
All right. Sit next to Varvara. The desk number is 6.
But that desk is broken.
Okay. Sit behind Wangshu. The desk number is 23.
That desk isn't at the front either.
Oh, fine. Colin, please stand up and go sit behind Tony. The desk number is 8.
Oh, but...
Please, Colin, just go there. Yasemin, sit at Colin's old desk. The desk number is 3.
But... No, I can't sit there. Please, Miss Brown. It's okay, I can sit at the back.
Why? What's wrong with that desk? It's at the front, and it's not broken.
Yasemin looks at the desk, but she can't answer. Arda waves his hand from his desk, and he smiles.
Isn't it great, Yasemin? You sit next to me.
No treasure, no activity time. And now I sit next to Arda, Yasemin thinks. It's all his fault. She walks to her new desk and sits down.
Come on, don't be so sad. We can have so much fun together.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 147 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Treasure page at the back of the book.